Today on Star Queen Paranormal, a spooky castle in the middle of a dense forest that may house the doorway to another dimension. Up next, Hauska Castle. Stay tuned, little star dusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Warm welcome, Stardusties. This is your dainty driver of the divine. Base Pirate, Star Queen. I am Exie, your host. And as I was saying in the teaser, today we'll be talking about a spooky castle that was built over a pit that some believe is the doorway to the bad place.
Golly gee willikers, it did sound enchanting until you said the bad place thing.
It's true, Stardusties. I found this fascinating castle. Actually, I wanted to do an episode on Mel's Hole from Coast to Coast, but that might have to be a mini episode. Seems there isn't a lot of resources on that other than Mel himself. But while digging around for spooky holes, I did find an actual spooky hole in the ground. Hauska Castle! And I'm going to tell you all about it in just a few minutes. But first, let me pull your cards for you today. Remember, we're just going to trust that I shuffled. And your cards for today are the Knight of Wands, the Star, and the World. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Okay, Stardusties, I see that there is something, such as a goal, something you've been wanting or manifesting. There's something you've been working toward. The cards are saying that this dream of yours is going to happen rather quickly for you. And it's everything you ever wanted and more. The cards are encouraging you to keep dreaming, keep manifesting, keep working hard toward your goal, because it will be everything you wanted and more. The world is your oyster, Stardusties! And don't you have a pretty pearl? And that was not so terrible.
And they all lived happily ever after.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about ghosts and aliens and monsters, but often we find that some of the strangest high strangeness comes from humans themselves. From an NPR article from September 7th, 2023, Coast Guard arrests a man trying to run a giant hamster wheel across the Atlantic. Reza Bellucci, a Florida man, imagine that, was taken by the U.S. Coast Guard while trying to cross the Atlantic in what he calls a hydropod made of buoys. The hydropod was a giant floating hamster wheel made of buoys and wire, self-propelled by Bellucci running inside. According to a criminal complaint filed in the U.S. District Court in South Florida, the Coast Guard cutter, Valiant, came across Bellucci and his homemade vessel about 70 nautical miles east of Tybee Island in Georgia, as the Coast Guard was preparing for Hurricane Franklin. Bellucci told officers his destination was London, England, more than 4,000 miles away. They asked Bellucci for his registration, but he said it was registered in Florida, and he couldn't find the registration, according to the complaint, and determined that he was, quote, conducting a manifestly unsafe voyage. The Coast Guard officers instructed him to join them and informed him that they were ending his voyage due to it being unsafe. Bellucci replied that he had a 12-inch knife and would attempt to kill himself if the officers attempted to remove him from the vessel. The officers returned to the cutter and stayed kind of nearby. Then they tried again the next day to get Bellucci to join them on the small boat. That time, Bellucci showed them two knives and threatened to hurt himself if officers boarded his hydropod. He also threatened to blow himself up. The next day, another boat came by the hydropod and they delivered food to him and tried to talk him out of his hamster wheel. Eventually, they did get him to join them on their boat. He was arrested in Miami Beach, and he was released on a $250,000 bond. While his case is underway, he's barred from travel outside the Southern District of Florida and may not go to the ocean or board a vessel on the ocean, which was a special condition added to his bond agreement. What makes this case more interesting is this is not the first time Bellucci has been arrested by Coast Guard on strange vessels he made to cross the ocean. He has attempted voyages in a similar homemade vessel in 2014, 2016, and 2021. All of these cases resulted in a U.S. Coast Guard intervention. You see, he was here on asylum from Iran, and not long after arriving in the U.S., he was profiled in the New York Times as he began his quest to run across the country Forrest Gump style. He reportedly finished the coast-to-coast journey not once, but twice. Bellucci was also the focus of a short documentary from Vice about Bellucci's 2014 and 2016 attempts to travel from Boca Raton, Florida, to Bermuda, a distance of more than 1,000 miles, by running inside a homemade floating bubble. In that short video, he explains, if you drive a boat, nobody cares. Bubble, nobody did it before. The Coast Guard lovingly referred to the bubble as the hamster wheel of doom, because a few days later, Bellucci needed to be rescued. A cold front had knocked the bubble on his side, so Bellucci set off what's called a spot device, which is like a beacon for the Coast Guard, I believe. After being rescued by Coast Guard, the captain of the port of Miami ordered Bellucci not to attempt to travel to Bermuda in his bubble. On his 2016 voyage, he was stopped by Coast Guard once again for his voyage being manifestly unsafe. Bellucci told the Coast Guard that it's making him crazy, because he's been trying for 5 years to do this thing, and they stop him every time. They try to save his life, and he doesn't need it. He also told officers that he had 5 or 6 lights and 2 life jackets. He has a GPS, and he has a laptop to watch a movie. But he was still told that his voyage was unsafe. And they shot and sank the bubble because it was a hazard to navigation. In 2021, Bellucci redesigned his hamster wheel, and he made headlines where he was trying to run across the shoreline to New York from Florida. Bellucci is now facing charges of obstruction of boarding and violation of a captain of the port order. But he told Vice, "Dream no coming after you. You must follow your dream." And I'm sure if dictionaries had pictures of people next to their definitions, Bellucci would be next to the word tenacious. But I invite my listeners to learn more about Bellucci and his hamster wheels of doom. I'm not condoning breaking the law. Breaking the law! But it is rather interesting that he keeps going toward the same goal of crossing the ocean in a homemade device of some kind. I think there are just some of us who hear a call and do whatever it takes to answer it. And I think Reza Bellucci has been called to run across the ocean in a giant hamster wheel or bubble. What do you feel called to do, Stardusties? Even if there just doesn't seem to be any way for you to accomplish it. I'd love to hear from you.
And now for the main event.
Imagine walking through the woods when you stumble upon an enchanted castle. You might be feeling curiosity, maybe a hint of whimsy. Now, what if that castle
housed unearthly secrets that should never be revealed to the mortal realm?
Well, I'm not sure if Hauska Castle quite fits that imaginary sequence. But Hauska Castle sits in a heavily wooded forest at the top of a limestone cliff. It's an early Gothic castle in the municipality of Blatch, in the Liberec region of the Czech Republic. It is said to be one of the best preserved castles of the period. It was built in the 13th century by the area's ruler at the time. Then it was passed down amongst the aristocracy. One of the most peculiar things about Hauska Castle was that when the stone structure was originally constructed in the 13th century, most of the defenses were not facing toward the outside. The castle defenses were facing inward, toward the inner courtyard of the structure, making it seem that the castle had not been built to keep an enemy outside, but rather to keep something inside from getting out. There were also no stairs leading from the upper floors of the castle down into the courtyard. Another peculiar thing about this castle is that it was built in the most inhospitable and dense place of a forest. So dense and inhospitable that the land wasn't even suitable for hunting. It was built in an area of forests, swamps, and mountains with no external fortifications, no source of water except for a cistern to collect rainwater, no kitchen. It was built far from any trade routes. And the castle housed no occupants at the time of completion. The locals say that the chapel of this castle is built upon a gateway to hell to keep the demons from escaping into the rest of the world. Hauska Castle, most specifically the chapel, was constructed over a hole in the ground, which is allegedly so deep that no one could see the bottom of it. In one story, it was said that there was a strange crack in the top of this limestone cliff, a hole in the ground unimaginably deep and reputed to be the source of strange visitations. Animal and human hybrids were reported to have crawled out of this hole, and dark-winged, otherworldly creatures flew in its vicinity. Legend has it that when construction began in the castle, all of the prisoners that were sentenced to death were offered a pardon if they consented to being lowered by rope into the hole and could report back what they saw. It is said that when the first person was lowered, he began screaming after a few seconds. And when they pulled him back to the surface, he looked as if he had aged 30 years. He had grown wrinkles, and his hair had turned white. So, the locals decided to build a chapel over this hole. Its purpose was said to guard the gateway to hell, leading through a bottomless well. Local people wanted to fill it with rocks to get rid of the evil spirits. and the villagers avoided passing anywhere near it after dark. They believed that strange creatures, half animal and half human, came out of this portal to kill livestock and wreak other havoc in the night. They also believed that any person who passed near the site was himself in danger of being changed into one of the creatures of the pit. I think I was just saying this, but they wanted to fill the hole with stones. But it was not a success, as the hole seemed to swallow everything they dropped down into it. And it did not seem to fill up. So they covered the place with thick stone plates and built a chapel over it. This chapel was dedicated to the Archangel Michael and contains a bizarre amount of imagery of Michael conquering demons. But one of the frescoes has a strange half-horse, half-human creature with its bow aiming it at a human. And for the 13th century, the imagery of centaurs was rare in Christian churches, as the centaur myth derives from what they would have deemed as pagan mythology from the time period. It is also unusual because the centaur lady is left-handed, and for the time period, left-handedness was considered the sign of the devil. Swedish mercenary leader and black magician Oronto decided to make this castle his home and laboratory in 1639. It was rumored that he was seeking the elixir of life. But the legend states that the locals were so terrified of whatever he was doing there that someone took it upon themselves to assassinate him at Hauska Castle. In 1836, Czech poet Karel Hynek Maka spent a night at Hauska, and supposedly in his dreams, he was visited by a terrible vision. Maka described his soul descending into the pit and then being transported into a hellish, mechanized future. Prague, 2006, where he wandered in horror and despair. Among other unnerving experiences in the vision, Maka wrote that he met a girl who showed him moving pictures in a small casket, and that in the darkness he walked among high sandstone cliffs riddled with holes that projected an eerie yellow light. During World War II, it is said that Nazis occupied the castle until 1945. It is believed that the Nazis were conducting experiments into the occult, though the article I clipped this from said that the source may be unreliable for that. According to one source, there were multiple myths about their supposed occult involvements there. Another source states locals believed that the Nazis had been using their powers of hell for their experiments. And, of course, I can't find it in my notes now, but one of the not paranormal explanations as to why the Nazis used this castle was for nefarious-sounding breeding experiments. And that's as much as I'm going to get into that particular theory. But it is said that during World War II, when the Nazis were said to have taken an intense interest in Hauska Castle and occupied the castle, the locals reported seeing unexplained lights emanating from the castle at night. As of early 2020, the castle was open to the public and had been since 1999. Tourists may visit the chapel with fading frescoes and murals, including pictures of demon-like figures and animal-like beings. According to the Prague Tourism website, the castle is reputed to have various types of ghosts, including a bullfrog/human creature, a headless horse, and an old woman, as well as the remains of demonic beasts who escaped the pit. The castle courtyard is also said to be an unusually popular place for birds to die. Like, people there will just see dead birds all over the courtyard. And supposedly, to this day, visitors claim to hear strange noises, screams, and even scratching from beneath the chapel floor. Now, what do you believe, Stardusties? Do you think this castle was built for unusual purposes? Perhaps to house something within its walls so that it can never escape? Or are you inclined to believe that it's just rumors and legend passed on through the centuries? So much so that even famous magicians and Nazis were interested in the castle for occult purposes. What do you believe, Stardusties? Do you have any paranormal stories of your own? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at StarQueenParanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at StarQueenParanormal on Facebook and Instagram. Drop some coin for your Star Queen at patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. And I cannot get the Buy Me a Coffee link to work for me, but I promise it exists. Maybe if I make a post or two, it'll show up for others. But it's buymeacoffee.com/StarQueen. Not paranormal, just Star Queen. And Stardusties, I want you to remember to take deep breaths. Reset that fight or flight in your vagus nerve. And draw up that energy through your spinal column so that you can have sweet dreams. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight, and continue existing as you would, my dudes.